In early cinema, few figures loom as large as Lon Chaney, the man of a thousand faces. Known for his transformative performances and groundbreaking use of makeup, Chaney captivated audiences with his portrayals of complex and often tragic characters. Yet, despite his prolific career, several of Chaney's films have been lost to time, leaving modern audiences to wonder about the performances that defined an era. Among these lost treasures is The Big City, a silent film that, while missing, continues to intrigue film historians and Chaney enthusiasts alike. This is Land of the Lost, The Big City. The Big City was produced by MGM, one of the leading studios of the silent film era, and directed by Todd Browning, a frequent collaborator of Chaney. Browning and Chaney had previously worked together on several successful projects, including The Unknown in London After Midnight 1927, the latter of which is also a lost film. The film was set against the backdrop of New York City, a bustling metropolis that provided the perfect setting for a story about crime, corruption, and redemption. Chaney was cast as the Tiger, a gangster embroiled in the gritty underworld of the city. The plot revolved around his character's struggle to protect his sister from the dangers of the big city, while also confronting his own criminal past. In The Big City, Chaney's character, the Tiger, was a figure typical of the actor's oeuvre, a man with a hardened exterior, but a deep inner turmoil. His sister, played by actress Marceline Day, was the film's innocent protagonist, whose journey into the city's darker corners served as the narrative's focal point. The story explored themes of loyalty, sacrifice, and the consequences of a life of crime, with Chaney's performance at its emotional core. The film also featured a supporting cast that included actors like Betty Compson and Tom Ricketts, who contributed to the film's exploration of the dualities of city life, the glitz and glamour juxtaposed with the shadows of crime and despair. Despite its promising premise and the star power of Chaney, The Big City is now considered a lost film. Like many silent films of the era, it was produced on nitrate film stock, which was highly flammable and prone to decomposition. As a result, countless films from the silent era have been lost, either through accidental destruction, neglect, or the intentional disposal of what was considered obsolete media. The exact circumstances of The Big City's disappearance remain unclear, but it is believed that no complete copies of the film exist today. The loss is particularly poignant given Chaney's reputation and the film's potential as a showcase for his talents. The loss of The Big City leaves a gap in the understanding of Chaney's career and the silent film era as a whole. Film historians have pieced together elements of the film's production and plot from surviving stills, promotional materials, and contemporary reviews, which praise Chaney's performance and Browning's direction. These fragments provide tantalizing glimpses into what might have been a classic of silent cinema. In recent years, there have been occasional reports of lost films being rediscovered in archives or private collections, sparking hope that The Big City might one day be found. However, until such a discovery is made, the film remains one of the many lost works that continue to haunt the history of early cinema.